We are up to Dav Hey Amid Aleph, about 10 lines on the bottom. Elami Kara de Shmuel. Shmuel made a comment that when our Mishnah said, Mudrani Mimcha, you have to connect it to the next part with Shani Eichelach, Shani Toimlach. You have to connect the two parts. And we were trying to understand what we're saying because Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina said, if you don't connect two parts, it is Asr. So then the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. So for the last thing the Gemara tried to say is that if he says Mudrani Mimcha, it's Asr both ways. But if he says, Mudran Eichelach, Shani Eichelach means I'm not allowed to eat from you, but you are allowed to eat from me. But then we ask the question that our Mishnah uses the same word as Beis Chanina, Mudrani Himach, and yet we're saying that it means only one way. You still need, it means two way, unless you have Shani Eichelach. So we're going back to the new pshat. Ella, because of the Shmuel Hachit, but this is how you're supposed to learn Shmuel. Time when Shmuel made a comment that our Mishnah is talking about not only that he said Mudrani Mechamav Shani Mechamav, but he also added Shani Oichelach Shani Toimlach. Time the only reason why it's a Kula. You know why it's only limited to the Isser Achilat eating? Because you added that phrase Shani Oichelach. Had you not added that phrase, you'd be us in everything. You said Mudrani Mechamav, except for you. In what way? I'm not going to talk to you, I'm not going to look at you, I'm not going to walk into you. Everything is included. So it's actually a kula. By adding the word Shani Eichelach, you're limiting your nether to food. That's what Shmuel meant to say. Elami Kodesh, Shmuel Hachid, that's what he meant to say. Time Adama, Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimloch. That's when who the Ein, who Asr, El Bachili, only for eating. Ha Mudrani Memcha, Asr Afil Bano. If you said Mudrani Memcha, then without qualifying it, then Asr in every respect. So in other words, actually Shmuel's being Mekel. So the Gemara asks, in theory it might be right, but the wording is definitely wrong. Shmuel seems to be saying, he's trying to be machmer. Do you know when we say that he had this chumra la mishnah? Only if you add the word shani oichelach. But what you're telling me now is forget. By adding an oichelach, you're limiting your nether. You're making it more lenient. So his wording is wrong. Ihachi, if so, lema Shmuel, hachi. This is what Shmuel should have said. Ve'im loy amar ela shani oichelach shani toimlach ein osa el bachilo. Then you have the kula that's limited to eating. But if you don't say that, there's osa in everything. So Shmuel should have worded it differently. So back to the original question. What is Shmuel saying? Ella hachid, must they learn? The only reason is because he said, Sha'ani yoichaloch, Sha'ani toimloch. That's why who the asr, that's why it's asr. But now the Gemara is changing its whole mind. Before we thought that if you don't add the words, in the beginning of the Gemara we thought when you said mudrani mimcha, and you didn't add the word Sha'ani yoichaloch, there's no neder here. That's what Shmuel said. And why tak there's no neder? Because it's not even a yad.
It's up and
it's so vague, exactly. It's not even a handle. You have like this. I told you last time, you have in handles, you have a yadayim mechichis, where it's very clear what you're trying to say, but you just didn't bother finishing the sentence. And then there's yadayim she'ei mechichis. You didn't really, it's not that clear what you're trying to say. And then within yadayim she'ei mechichis, the Rishonim say there are two levels. But now there's another level. It's not even a yad. When you say mudrani mimcha, we don't know what you're talking about. It could be anything. I won't walk in the house. I won't look at you. I won't eat from you. I won't have enough from you. You're not saying anything. So it's not even a yad. That's what the Gemara thought in the beginning. The Gemara asked a question. We brought it. He clearly said, when you said, and he says that it's also, we see that, wow, that even without adding the word, it is a yad. So now the Gemara is changing his mind. You're right. It is a yad. But it's a yadayim she'ein mechichas. So therefore, and Shmuel holds that yadayim she'ein mechichas, lo have yadayim. I can ask me a question from other braises. That's not a problem. They hold like the Manda Omer who says, Machlekes Tanoim, as we'll soon see, the Machabuda Chachamim. They hold like those Tanoim that hold that Yadayim Shemichichis is Loi having you, is having them. I hold Loi having your dime. Can't be Kasha. Tazi Gemara, we're on the Hey, I'm out from the bottom last line of the page. Avil Omer Mudurani Mechol Loi Mashma de Omer Osa. My time, one means that also. Why is Yadayim Shemichichis? Mudr ani mimcha means maybe loy mishta in the bahadach mashma. Maybe I won't talk to you. Mufrushani mimcha de loy avid neimach masa matan mashma. Maybe I won't handle with you. I won't do business with you. So it's a yadayim she'ein mechikas. Mudruchakani mimcha maybe means loy kamin le ba'adam loch mashma. I won't stand in you for amas. So it's a yadayim. It's definitely I'm trying to ask something from you, but ein mechikas is what I'm trying to do. And Shmuel holds that a yadayim she'ein mechikas lo having yadayim. Like some of the Tanoim. And the other braises that you're going to prove me. You can't ask me any more questions from Rabbi Chanin and all the other braises. Could they hold the Yadayim Shemichichas? Having Yadayim. Says the Gemara. Lemos, let's understand. Some of you hold, that Shmuel holds, that Yadayim Shemichichas, lo have Yadayim. Says the Gemara, yes. Shmuel Mukim Lola Masnisin Kirab Yehuda the Amma Yedain Shemchichlodain. Shmuel makes a comment on Mishnah. When does Rabbi the Altana say that if you don't add the word Shani Eichloch, it's not a neder? It's because Yedaim She'ein Mechiches. Just saying Miruch Kani. Shani, I know you want to ask us something. I'm not so clear. So Yedaim She'ein Mechiches. And our Mishnah holds Lo Having Yedaim. And Rabbi Yisrael Chanin and any other brayse you bring me, they hold Yedaim Mechiches Having Yedaim. So it's not a question. What's the story? Which Tanoim are arguing this principle? That now in the Mishnah, Gufa shel Ger, what's the essence of a Ger? You say, Hare'at muteres l'chol adam, you permit it to every person. Rabbi Yehuda, that's what you have to write. I give her, the man gives her a get and says, you're permitted to everybody. Comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'dein, and with this document, the heavy l'chimenoi that you're receiving from me, Sefer Teruchin will be the Sefer, the cut of Sefer Krisis. The get a shukin, the letter that forsakes you. In other words, you have to spell out with this letter. If you don't spell it out, first of all, Haino, as Gemara says later, Haino, the get is from me. Maybe I'm giving the get on behalf of another man. And how do you know Bechlal that the get itself is what's divorcing you? Maybe it's the words that I'm saying, which has Maisa. And this get is only a raya that 10 years from now somebody says, well, you divorce, you want to remarry, you have a document. So that's why you have to spell it out. In other words, Tarakama holds, Yedaim, Shei Mechichas, Havin Yedaim, you don't have to spell it out. It's enough. And the Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, Yedayim Shem Mechichas Lo Havin Yedayim, you got to spell out V'dein, you have to add the word V'dein to Yehav L'chim Anoi, Sefer Tiruchim. And Shmuel Paschal like Rabbi Yehuda, Freidi Gemore, Amai Dochik Shmuel, why was Shmuel Dochik? Lu'ukmin L'masnissin K'Rab Yehuda, Lu'ukmin K'Rabbana, why does Shmuel Zetz Ayin Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, Isha Zetz Ayin like Rabbana, Shmuel added a clause. The Mishnah says, that's one thing. Then the Mishnah says, Shani Oichelach, Shani Toiloch. Comes along, Shmuel says that you have to bunch them together. You provided that you add it. And why? Because the Mishnah holds, Yadayim, She'ein Mechiches, Lo Havin Yadayim. Is that clear? It's not Yadayim. Who told you that the Mishnah holds? Who told you to bring them together, to link the two phrases together, and then come along and tell me the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Say they're not linked. Say, if I just say the words, it's Yadayim Mechiches, and it's a good neder, having Yadayim. All the Rishayim ask of Pechot here in Kedushin, what's Gemara's question? Because Shmuel paskins Yadayim Shem Mechiches Lo Havin Yadayim, so therefore he learns the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, because that's what he paskins. Why should he learn the Mishnah like someone doesn't paskin like him and they have a kash on him? What's pshat? I mean, what's the most question? So sometimes that's the shtegi of the Gemara. Anyway, in the Rishonim, therefore, there's a whole split. Because the Gemara Kedushin of Avraham Bey sounds exactly like this Gemara here, that Shmuel holds Yadayim Shem Mechiches Lo Havin Yadayim. But there's another Gemara, the Gemara talks about Hareat Mureses. Hareat Mureses, without saying the word Li. Shmuel says it's not Kedushin because it's not clear. You're engaged to who? So Yadayim Shem Mechiches. And but then we have another Gemara when you have to write in the get how much room do you have to leave. Over there, Shmuel says you only have to leave enough room to write the words Hareat Mutez L'chaladim. It doesn't say you have to leave enough words to write also the words V'dein Lihevi Chimenoi Sefer Tiruchin, which sounds like you hold Yadayim Shem Mechiches in what you call Havi Yadayim. You don't need to add those words. So this caused a big machlekes in the Rishayim. And stidus between Tosfos here and Tosfos in Kedushin. So one of the answers are, there's levels of Yadayim Shem Mechiches. There's levels. That maybe Shmuel holds that you don't have to add the words V'dein L'chi. If I'm giving you, the man is giving a get to the woman, it's not such a weak Yadayim Shem Mechiches. It says, what do you think he's doing? What do you think he looks like he's doing? And Bepashas, if a man gives a get to a woman, he's divorcing. If he meant it to be divorced for somebody else, he would have said something. By not saying anything, and he gives it to her, L'chei, that's him. It's not conclusive. But it's a stronger level of Yadayim, right? It's more compelling. However, you have if a person says to a woman, Hariat, you're engaged. I don't give her a star or anything. I just say you're engaged. It was so commonplace that people shluchim went out and gave kedusha on behalf of somebody else. That's a low level of Yadayim Shem Mechiches. So they want to learn that Shmuel taka hold that Yadayim, not like the mother says here, that Yadayim Shem Mechiches having Yadayim. When it's a strong Yadayim. But if it's a weak Yadayim, it isn't. And therefore, since Shmuel Paschal is like the Chachamim, that's the Gemara's question. So why do you learn Pshat in that Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? You yourself Paschal like a Chachamim. What do you learn like Rabbi Yehuda? And then so on and so forth. Anyway, let's go back to it. Omar Rav says, Rav, Masnisin Ka. You know what forced the Shmuel to learn the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda? Yadayim, Shechich, Lo Yadayim. Masnisin Kashisa. bothered in the lashon of the Mishnah. Amai tani sha'ani oichelach sha'ani toimlach. What did that word loch for? List nishani oichel sha'ani toim. If you hold your yadayim she'ein mechichas having your yadayim, even if you didn't add the word loch, just I'm talking to you and I'm saying that sha'ani oichel, I won't eat from you. That's it. What if that word loch to you to make it more definitive? Doesn't that show that yadayim she'ein mechichas lahav yadayim? You have to make it more specific. That's what bothered him. And therefore, he learns that our Mishnah must hold yadayim mechichas lahav yadayim. Shema mina bin yadayim mechichas. Now the Gemara says the same machlekes that Shmuel has, and we said it's Tanoim is God. Machlekes later, a few generations later, I'm going to write. Eat what we learned. Yodayim she'ein mechiches. Abaye Omar having yodayim. I don't agree with Shmuel. I hold like that yodayim she'ein mechiches having yodayim hold like Chachamim. V'rove Omar loy having yodayim. Rosi yodayim she'ein mechiches having yodayim. Omar Rove Rabbi Idi Asberli. Rabbi Idi explained to me my position. Omar Krov. The pasuk says. Nozir lahozir lahashem. We learned before from Nozir lahozir the idea of yodis from the beginning of Gemara, the first part at least, that we learned yodayim from Nozir, and we also learned yodis, that yodayim lindarim is also from there. That yodayim lindarim is makish yodis Nozir Nozir. We compare the yad of a Nozir, since we're learning yet Nozir Nozir, we'll come in Nozir. What do we know? As Abtarfan said, man Nozir is bahaflo. When you make Nozir, it's got to be very clear cut. Af yodis Nozir is bahaflo. So the yad also has to be clear cut. Right? It has to be clear cut. Let's do it, Ram. What's the case? Iran. The bottom of the page. Man is it baflo. Okay, this is a long run here explaining the steed in the Gemara. Man is it baflo. Says Ram, very bottom of the page. Peter Jamim says, Nazir. I'm a tarfin. The Mishroch Aved. If you saw your friend, I'm a rainy Nazir. I'm a Nazir. He said, a guy walking down the street, I guess with long hair. He said, I'm going to be a Nazir if he's a Nazir. Now, Bashas Maisa, you said it. Did you know for sure he's a Nazir? No. So it wasn't baflo. It wasn't with certainty. While you took upon yourself, we need to be certain. We don't have that. Therefore, we say next page. Man nazidas bahaflo, just like nazid itself has to be with certainty. I know hachaflo the kaminin af yodas nazidas bahaflo. So too the yodas nazidas has to be. The yad also has to be clear. In other words, a yadayim she'ein mechiches is not yad. You need to be even if it's a half sentence. We have to know what you're talking about. Lav mehachaflo gufa kaminin. You can't say that what we learn from this very pasuk ish ki yafli then yochro lamali. Then why need a pasuk at all? Of Yad Nedav. Chitezik adayt nadifi Yad Nazidim and Nazidim is gufei. If you're learning Yad Nazidim from this very pasuk above, from Hafla, then why do you b'chlal need a halimut for Yad? Would you have thought that Yad Nazidim needs Hafla and Nazidim doesn't need Hafla? El Hafla achrite kamrin and the shaykh be Yadis. It's not the same. If the Yad, no, the Ran is saying it, so if we learn Yad Nazir Nazir in Hafla, if it needs the same level of Hafla, then Yad Nazir is Mamish Nazir. If the level of Hafla that you need by Yad is the same level of Hafla that you need by Nazir, which means it has to be 100% clear what's happening, so then how is it a Yad? It's Mamish Nazir. It's not a Yad anymore if it has to be the same level of Hafla. So he says here, it's a relative Hafla, relative to a Yad. It has to be clear what you're trying to say. Even though you didn't complete the sentence, we need to know what you're trying to say. Ela Hafla achrite kamrin, the shaykh biyad. It's a different kind of a flaw that is shaykh to biyad. Behainu, sheyiyu hayodas mufloim umufuroshim. That the Yad should be clear. Umil, the Rabbanan, the pligi hasim, the Rabtarfin, however, the Rabbanan, who argue with the Rabtarfin, va'amni, they say, the benazidis lay bo Hafla. But the Rabbanan who argued, Rabbanan hold by Naziris, you don't need Hafla, leka hekesha. Then there's no hekesh anymore.
So the Rabbanan hold, you can use any lashon.
No, they say if a Nazir walks down the street and I say,
I'll be like him.
If he's a Nazir, I'll be like him. If it turns out to be he's a Nazir, you're mechuyiv. I, b'shas ma'isi, didn't know. Yeah. Or, you know, so we'll see later on, you even say, ahey. You just say, ahey.
Like
two
him.
People, yeah. Two people are standing there and each one says, ahey. One guy and this guy. Is if he's a nozzle, then one of them becomes another. The guy is a nozzle, the other one has to not allowed to be a nozzle. Just a hey, I'll be like him. That's what Chacham say. Lek el haflo gufa de chsib ben azid. So the chayda according to Rabban, what do you do with haflo? It says kiyafli, what do you do with haflo? So the Rabban says an interesting thing. The Rabban can't just dismiss haflo out of hand. So they say, El haflo gufa de chsiva ben aziris liyadus belechud asya the boy haflo. We need it. We need it for yadus itself. It says in the pasuk, "Ish ki yafli lindoy neder or nozil lahazir laHashem." So in that pasuk says ki yafli. If you learn like Rab Tarfon, then the word yafli is referring to nezidus, and then we're comparing yad nezidus to nozir. That yad also needs a flaw relative to what a yad is. But if you learn like the Chachamim, that the word Yafli is not referring to Nazir, you don't need to be haflo by Nazir. If you say definitely I'm becoming a Nazir, you have to say Nazir, but it's not a Yad. I'm becoming a Nazir. Even though B'Shas Maisi didn't know for sure that this guy was a Nazir when he said it, doesn't matter. So what do they do with the Yafli? That comes for Yad. The Yad has to be haflo. In other words, you're dying, Shem Mechich, love you dying. V'chimakim, Shem Narfin, Nokule. So why do we Machal mention here a Makish? Only because we're following Rabbi Tarfin. I forgot that they haflo by Yadlik Siva, Asya Mechel from Hekish. Back to the Gemara.
Interesting that they abbreviate the Arista's name here with the Yud with Tzvei Shterechlach and then a Ram Yud. Normally they're just putting a hay in it.
True, yeah. Back to the Gemara. Lema Lucheda. What's the Bible over? Lema Bluk Rabbi Yud Rabbanu Mitzvah. About 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Why is the Bible over arguing the same machlekes as Rabbi Yud and Chachamim? Itnan. Gufi Shalad Yad Hamitzvah Chalazim. Rabbi Yud Rabbanu Mitzvah Dein Leh. Yeh Vilech Manoi Yisei Vidur Ruchi. Vigay Ptum Yigay Shuki. Nabai Lucheda Dom Gerbon. Nabai Pasal Rabbon Yidayim Shem Chichir is having Yidayim. And the Rav Adom Rabbi Yud. Amalach Abai. Abai and Rav both going to say that their machlekes is not totally at all the machlekes of Chachamim. Abai will say, I hold you dying, Shem Mechich is Havi Yidayim. Even Rabbi Yehuda will be murdered to me that Havi Yidayim. Get as an Usnam, get as an exception that you need to spell it out. Why is get an exception? Because the Torah stresses by get that it has to be clear. It says, Sefer Krisis. Not be any ties left, not be any doubts left. We need to know exactly what you're saying. Therefore, by get, it has to be Yidayim Mechichis. But everywhere else, Yidayim Shem Mechich is good enough. That's what Abai learns. It says, Abai, Yom Abai, I hold the field of Rabbi Yehuda. Has to be clear cut. Generally, who said? Rava who holds a Yadayim Shem Mechichis lo having Yadayim, but the Rabbanon clearly say by get, you don't have to add words with Dainli Havi Lechimanoi. Says Rava, no, Rava says everyone holds Yadayim Shem Mechichis lo having Yadayim. But the Rava says by a get, when you're giving a get to a woman, a document, and it says the Hariat Menachal Adam, it's so clear what you're trying to do here. That it's a daim mechichas. That's what the Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan argue the etzim sinu with the words hariat metedus means you gain divorce from me. What else does it mean?
So what's my chiyach? The action or the what's written in the shtar?
Everything. Not the action. It's the shtar. The shtar says you're muta, and then I'm giving it to you from two ways. So what do you think? What's happening here? Says the Rabbi. I know the Amifil Rabban. Ad kan lo kom Rabban. When did Rabban say the loy be inin yadayim mechichis? When did Rabban argue and say that what? That is good enough only by get. Why? The ain odom megadish is eishes chaveda. Generally speaking, you don't divorce someone else's wife. Someone else's husband. Someone else's wife. You divorce your own wife. So it's not a yadayim she'ein mechichis. This is practically yadayim mechichis. That's why the Rabban hold that is good enough. Avo ba'alma, but generally speaking, it's not so clear what you meant. Me shamitle, who said? Ran. Rav Amalach, ad kan lekom Rabban Labini Yedayim Mechichis Gabi Gedein Al Megadish Chaveiro Haraj Bezal Shibish Losh Zeh. He checks, changes the Gemara. Vamad loy dayig the Rav like made a mistake, found a fault.
Yeah.
He says he's saying the Gemara is like dying. The Gemara wasn't so careful. The way the Gemara says is precise. The Gemara says here that when do you say you don't need your dying mechichas only by get, but everywhere else, what do they hold everywhere else?
It's not so obvious.
Sounds like
what you do.
Sound like everywhere else that you dying. Everywhere else you do need your dying mechichas. It is your dying mechichas.
It's enough that there's a get and there's a man in eight.
Yeah.
Because it must. He must
it's
be the
obvious
husband.
His intention.
He must be the husband. And he must be wanting to divorce her.
So our wording model is that when do the Rabbanon say that you don't need your dying mechichas only here, but everywhere else a hold, you do need your dying mechichas. That's how it seems in the model. That Rabbanon hold, like Rava, that you do need your dying mechichas. Says the Rajba, he found a fault in this thing. The Rava like Karma, Rava is not saying the loyler boy Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon do not require beget your dying mechichas. Rava, it sounds like Rava is saying it that. But the same chacham, the chacham hold up, I get you don't need the dying mechichas. That's not what he's saying here. El de kesavri, the hanuch, you're dying, beget mechichas. Not that you don't need the dying mechichas, you do need the dying mechichas, but this is your dying mechichas. That's what the Raj was saying. From our Gemara, it sounds like Rav is saying that Rabban hold, you don't need your dying mechichas by get. Says the Raj, it's not pshat. And therefore the wording is not right. It isn't precise. Because really you do need Yedayim Mechichas everywhere. But this is Yedayim Mechichas. Because if I give a get to a woman, I say, what do you think I'm saying? Saying you're divorced from me. So that is Yedayim Mechichas. That's what he's saying. Not that you don't need Yedayim Mechichas. So the Lashon is not correct. However, says the Ran, I have no problem with the Lashon of the Gemara, with the syntax. No. The Yedayim here itself, the wording itself, doesn't necessarily show that that this man is divorcing you. And doesn't show that with this shtar you're divorcing her. No, this is correct. This is taka yadayim she'ena mechichas. The language itself doesn't prove anything. Shehu megarsha. Elo she'inyan mechichas. That's what you were asking before. It's not the wording. It's the what's happening here? The arum. Shehu megarsha. Shehu ena megarsha chaveda. Because generally people don't divorce someone else's wife. So the pashas, if I'm standing here and give me a divorce, it must be for me. But not that the shtar itself is self-evident that the shtar is for me. Where's the shtar? How is the shtar self-evident came for me? So it's taka yadayim she'ena mechichas. But the Gemara says that.
Mm-hmm. We're saying that Shmoy's begitten is an important aspect of the get.
But if you didn't, it's still good. All you have to do is write Hariyam Tel Chalodim.
You don't have to say, the husband is saying
it. You do, that's Taifis, and this is Taitif. The Taitif is what's essential. Taifis is not so essential. But, And even if you write names, if you have two Shimons and so on. The Vich'avish Alosh and Eina Mechir Mahani helps. The Eina Shabbos is one. So the Ran says that this is Taki Daim Shei Mechiyach. No, the Ran says you focus on the words. The Rajba says you focus on the Inyan. And you don't just look at the words in isolation. You look at the Inyan. The Inyan is Yedayim Mechichas. So therefore the Gemara...
to trouble to go to Bezdin and call the Eidim.
You didn't go to Bezdin those days. Whatever. But the whole thing, you have two Eidim, nothing else. But the Ran says, no, you look at the wording itself. And the wording is Taki Daim Shei Mechichas. So that's not like the Ran. You look at the setting or you look at the words. We know what you're trying to say. Even Daim Shemichim, we know what you're trying to say. But is it technically binding? Is something technically now? We know what you're trying. If you don't know what you're trying to do, then what's the point? If you don't know at all what you're trying to do here, then nothing happened.
The
Lashon Harabatet is a clear a Lashon of get. But how do you know that you want to be get with this piece of paper? Maybe the get is the words. And I'm giving the paper only as a raya that in 10 years from now, somebody questions it, you have a proof. So it's not evident that this is actually the get. And second thing is, like he says in the motto here, high notes from me, maybe I'm another husband.
Found another piece of paper.
Okay, let's go back to the motto. Says the motto, right? Okay, Mates, I'll ask you a question. I'll ask a question on Abaya. Harehu, it says in the Braise, Harehu Alai. You see, there's a loaf of bread sitting on the table. And I say that this bread should be Alai. Now, this Lashon of Alai is when you say, you take a neder and a dove by a carbon, you say, by a neder, you say, Harehu Alai, this animal should become a carbon. So, using the same expression that you use for a carbon. Harehu Alai, or say, Harehu Ze Alai. Zeh is Nadova, Harehu is Neder. Remember, by Nadova, if the animal dies, you don't have to reimburse it because you said Harehu Zeh, the animal's dead. If you say Harehu Alai, then the animal dies, then you have to find another carbon. But these are Lashonis of Kabbonis, and you set it on a piece of bread. Usur, it is Usur, even though you didn't spell exactly what it is. You just said Harehu Alai. That's all you said. You didn't say, I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to look at it, nothing. It's Usur, but why? Because we treat it as a Yad the carbon. We treat it as if it's a Yad to a carbon. Time the Amar Alai. Only these is because he added the word Alai upon myself. Who the Usur? Avaloi Amar Alai. But if he wouldn't have said the word Alai, Loi, there will be a Yedayim Shei Mechir. We don't know what you exactly mean. So you've said the Baya Baya said that Yedayim Shei Mechir is Lahavi Yedayim. Here, if you just said Harei Zeh, it's a Yedayim. But Ein Mechiach, and it says clearly nothing happened. It's because you said Hareza Alai, which is exactly the Lashon of a carbon. So we say it's a Yad of a carbon. And by a carbon, what happens? It becomes Asa to you. You're not allowed to have it anymore. So therefore, you spelled it out. It's a Klara Rai, Yedayim Shemechiach, Lahavi Yedayim. Kash and Abaya. Everything more, Amal Chabaya. No, you misunderstood. You know why we know why we need a lie? The time of the Omer Alai, because he said Alai upon myself, then you're limiting the Issa to myself. Who the Asa? And I'm not allowed to, because I was the Mutter. Avul Omer Harei Hu. If he would have said Stam, this is it. V'loi Omer Harei Alai. Maybe the Hefker. Harei the Tzedakah Kamer. Maybe he meant to say this should be Tzedakah. This should be Hefker. And therefore, because in other words, it's Iran. So what are you trying to say? Iran. Mesve in the wide lines, five lines in the wide lines in the bottom of the page. Mesve Harei Alai. Time with Omer Alai with Oser. Avul Omer Alai. But Afagav the V'loi Alai Vada Yad Mihavi. So it says that the questioning about it is, even if you don't have the word Alai, just Harei Zed. That's also a Yad. But Ein Mechir. And it says clearly it wouldn't have been a Neder, a Kashan Abaya. umishaninan. No, we answered. In other words, it's not even a yad, because we don't know what you're trying to say. If you say hareze, say what? Maybe you might say it's hefker. Who said I'm trying to make it asr? Maybe I'm trying to make it hefker. I'm trying to give it to the doctor, to somebody.
We should deal. Maybe it's such a fantastic chemistry.
Such a wow. This is a way of saying wow. Umishanina v'dilma harehu hefke kama. Maybe what he meant, well, this is a hefke claimant. The beloy a lie, maybe without adding the word a lie, I feel yad she'ena mechilavi. It wouldn't even be a yad mechil, Lisa. So the yad ain't ela ba lie. Maybe there wouldn't even be a yad. By adding the word a lie, you turn into a yad. The omar hare is a lie. The e masik the buddhi of omar hare a lie, also. So why do we need hare a lie? Not because we need it to be a daim echiach. We need a hare a lie because without the lie, it's not even a yadayim she'ena mechich. It's garnished. We don't know what you're trying to say. Hare a lie, what? If you say, what say that? Hare hu, hare zeh. What are you trying to say? This should be what? Saying this should be. Should be what? Should be hefker? Should be usr? What are you trying to say? So wouldn't he have been, even been a yad? That's why by his maid in this case, nothing happened. Freddy Gemara, how can you say that? So you're saying we need to add the word a line to what in order to turn it into a yad. Without the word a line, it's not even a yad. Freddy Gemara, but the Bais doesn't say that. Freddy Gemara, one more question. It says by adding the word a lie, not that you created a yad, but that you created a carbon, a yad to a carbon. In other words, you made it into a machiach. As if to say without the lie, it still would have been a yad, but it wouldn't have been good enough because it's not a strong enough yad. According to you, it turned it into a yad b'chlal. Ran. Umakshinu, he has a question. Does it say here that by adding the word a lie, you made it into a yad for an edit? Yad le carbon kamar. Do the carbon harehu beloy a lie have a yad? By a carbon, if you just say who, without the yad, it's already a yad. Shekain derecham isnadrim leiman harehu carbon. People would say, this is a carbon. So it's a yad, harehu is already a yad. And ba'afilahachi, but not good enough because it's a yad she'ein mechich. Afilahachi dafke ba'alai shma'amino. So you die she'mechich la'vidaim. It's a yad without the alai. By saying it becomes a yad to carbon means it's a yad without it. But we need a yad mechich. And so your answer by it that without saying the alai, it wouldn't have been a yad. So what are you saying by adding the alai? You turned it into a yad. No, you turned the yad to a carbon. You turned it to yad mechich. Kashin abaya. So you want to. Ella Ema, this is Ilam Shad Braisa. Time the Omer Alai by saying the word Alai, it's a Yad the Karma, what he's trying to say. That's why who us is only us Rami, the Khabere Mutter. I'm only asking him as like a karma. Karma is only for me, he have a mutter. Aval Omer, if he would have just said vague Hare who it is, it would have been a Yad as well. But then Shnei and Asurim, the Dilma Harei Hegdish Kamar. Maybe you say this is Hegdish. If it's Hegdish, it's other. If I say Harei, you a lie, this is like a carbon meant to me. I'll lie, only on me. So, by again, like
but
before
the
we had
the. Itself is
yeah, it's mutter for everybody else. In other words, it's actually a cooler. Not really, your dying Shei Mechich is having your dying. But it would have been stricter, but when it's vaguer, we always take the more Chomedic away. Only for me, also.
Also for me.
Like a carbon. Not a carbon, yeah. No, it's a piece of bread. It's a piece of bread on the table. I say, obviously it's not a carbon, it's bread. So he's saying, Hare a lie, that's a lashon of a carbon, could be learned later, before the Ran.
That
a
neder,
no, the thing itself, it's you have to be matfis, bedover hanodr. When you want to make something else, according to the Ran, this is one of the ways, one of the ways is the only way. You say, this cup should be also to me like a carbon. That's the way a neder should be. So I'm taking the Isa. The Teda gave me a power to take an ordinary animal chulin and turn it into a carbon. So that power that I have to take an animal, turn it into a carbon, I'm using that to take this cup and turning it into a carbon. As far as I'm concerned, it's also to me. It can't be a carbon out of a cup. But I'm treating it the same way that's also to me. But it's only also to me, not to anybody else. But that's if I spell it out, it's to a lie, to me. If I don't say a lie... Yeah, if I use the loss of carbon, I who? So forget. So by adding a lie, you're limiting the Isser, like before. If you don't have the lie, the Isser, because it's vague, will take the Mohammedic away. It's to everybody. Just finish it. So therefore, Abaye says, Yadayim Shemichich is having Yadayim. But by adding a lie, you're making it easier, because the Yadayim come. Ran, four lines in the bottom. Since we're not clear what you're trying to say, having Yadayim, Eastern Laminkin Lechumra. That's the problem. Whenever you're vague, you always take the stricter option. But Dilma Hareyu Hegdish Gamma, maybe meant it's like Hegdish. You take the stricter option. That's what the Abaye is trying to say. Okay, we'll stop here.